Humans always do find their way here, don't they? Don't act surprised. I'm up here. Hello down there. You've never seen an elf before. Where have you been living under? We tend to stand out, don't you agree? We are the prettiest, after all. Now, I am getting the sense that you're lost. Is that correct? No, poor human. Well, where were you heading, darling? The guild. I see. Well, I'm assuming you are not a part of it as of yet, right? Well, follow me. I can't in good conscience leave you out here, darling. I might be a nice elf, but there are things out here that are not as humane. It's not a matter of me being kind. It's a matter of me not wanting your misfortune on my conscience. Besides, you are rather attractive. It's not all the time that a attractive adventurer wanders around here. Not even a scar on your beautiful little face. Now, follow me. Staring is not very becoming. If you just wanted to look at me, you can do it, darling. I'm not stopping you. But if you're going to stare, at least talk to me. Answer some questions. Why are you wanting to go to this guild specifically? A certain quest. Darling, you're gonna have to give me something more than that. What quest is it? I'm aware of it. Are you certain that is the one you want? I guess you have to let them make their own decisions nowadays, don't you? Well, I'll be your guide until town. And then after that, I'm afraid if you wander back into these woods, you're on your own. As much as I like your face and your other attributes, I'm not going to stick my neck out for that. Besides, everyone who's gone out on that quest has come back unsuccessful. And I don't want to get attached if you're never going to be here again. If you did want a farewell night, I'm more than happy. Don't get testy. I'm just offering. Be careful. That's an enchanter's trap. Step on it and I don't know what's going to happen to you. Me, a regular elf. I would be offended if I didn't know you. Well, are not familiar with us. Well, my father is the equivalent of a king in our community. No, not all elves are blonde or icy white. We look different. The ones that are popular amongst the humans tend to be of that same look. But regardless, you are quite shocked that I am an elf, aren't you? Where do you come from, if I might ask? Darling, you left that place for this? You must really want that prize money, huh? I mean, I can't blame you. But even I wouldn't go on that quest. And I was friends with the lady who unfortunately passed and is in that tomb. I'm older than you think, darling. We just don't age as fast as humans. We still age. But maybe another time I'll tell you my age. Alright? But I have to say this. Be careful on the adventures, alright? People in the guild might flirt with you like I am, but they have ulterior motives. I'm purely just looking out for you. I don't often guide people, but when you entered the forest, I felt a certain pull to you. Whether it was just to guide you through the forest or more, I'm not sure. Magic is a peculiar thing. It tells you one thing, but doesn't explain the fine details. I guess you could say it does fit us, doesn't it? Elves are quite cryptic. I hope I'm not confusing you, darling. Well, I think I've made a few things clear. One of them being my attraction towards you and your energy. Elves, well, my family in particular, aren't really attracted to other things. We're very attracted to your energy, spirit, if you put it in plainer terms. I think you humans say soulmates. We take that in a literal term. We're not like Onis, though. We let you keep your spirit and your soul. Well, making a pact with an Oni, or bond as they call it, they take a little bit of your spirit into theirs. It's almost impossible to get away from them. But I'm sure you're smart enough to stay away from them, correct? The other creatures, as humans call them, but we'll refer to them as people you meet in the guild, will be different than you. Full-blooded humans are quite a rarity around here. And the people you meet in town are different than the people you meet in the forest. If you take one thing away from this conversation, besides my insistent desire for you, take away that. Don't trust people in the forest. I'm sorry for being cryptic, darling. It's not my intention. I just can't fully explain it myself. I'm still quite young. In elven years. Besides, I only recently was allowed out. My mother still had a fit when I came out to meet you. Give me a map, darling. This is an old decrepit thing. Where'd you get it? No wonder you got lost. None of the roads are marked on here. How old is this? Darling, if you want to be a successful adventurer, much less a guild member, update your maps. For me. I can't sense where you are unless you're in my forest. If I can't sense where you are, darling, I won't be able to help you like I did this time. Here. I updated it. It's simple magic, darling. Besides, I already had a rune on me for it. What is it? You. Would you like to spend the night with me? I certainly can arrange it. Oh, simply to talk. That's quite all right, darling. I'd be more than happy just to talk with you. You do prove to be rather entertaining company. Well, there's the town. You'll find the guild and, tavern. That way, I think. I haven't actually been in the town, darling. My father doesn't like it. I couldn't. Fine. I'll join you in the tavern. But only for tonight, all right? Once you accept this quest, you would have to hurry. It's a time-sensitive thing. And I wouldn't want to distract you any more than I am already. I would feel horrible if you forgot something. Darling, I'm very observant. Darling, my insistent flirting hasn't exactly gone unnoticed by you. Don't be embarrassed, Alec. I'm flattered. But I know humans take time to develop feelings. And I'm a patient person. elves were rather quick. If we're attracted to your soul, we go for it. No questions asked. It's probably why elves have so many partners. Now, I think we should head in, don't you? The quest won't be gone, darling. Nobody has tried for it in years. But I'm sure with a restful sleep, you will have all the tools you need to be successful. I'm sure with a very restful night, you'll have all the tools you need to be a success on this adventure. And I'll even go a step further, and I'll make a list for you. Things that you'll need, people to get them from. As long as you promise me to only trust me. All right. That's my pretty darling. No, come on. I'll pay for the room.